This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The Weekly Blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. If you haven't done so yet, please check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Are you tired of cookie-cutter marketing that doesn't resonate with your customers? Brian and Kim at Shop Marketing Pros understand. They were shop owners once themselves. They offer comprehensive marketing solutions to help build your brand and attract new customers. Items such as social media management, targeted advertising like Google Ads and Facebook Ads, content marketing, search engine optimization, and website design. Shop Marketing Pros, let's grow your business together. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. Hey there, auto repair shop owners. Today, I want to discuss a topic that might ruffle a few feathers, but this is absolutely crucial for the success of your business. You cannot be the best person on your team in your auto repair shop. I know. You've poured your heart and soul into your shop. You've spent countless hours perfecting your craft, learning the ins and outs of every make and model, and ensuring your customers get the best service possible. But here's the hard truth. If you are the best person on your team, your business is going to struggle to grow to its full potential. So let's talk about why that is and what you can do about it. The problem with being the best, I've got 8 things I want to talk about. Number 1, limited growth. Your shop's growth is tied to your capacity. When you're the best at everything, you cap your business potential at your limits. Number 2, burnout. Constantly being the go-to person for everything, this leads to exhaustion. This also reduces one's effectiveness and passion over time. Number 3, and I think this is probably the most important one, is dependency. Your team's dependency on you makes the shop vulnerable to disruptions. A well-functioning business should operate smoothly even in your absence. Number 4, stifled innovation. If you continuously solve problems, your team misses opportunities to develop their problem-solving skills and innovate. Fresh perspectives from your team can lead to new, more efficient ways of doing things. I'm going to put a pin in it here for just a second. A lot of times I see shop owners stifling innovation on purpose because they are control freaks and they want to control every aspect of the shop and make sure everything runs through them to make them feel important. Now, I'm going to talk about in episode number 167, which I'm getting ready to record here in a little bit, I talk about pride as a shop owner and some pitfalls, how that affects what you do. Don't let yourself be the bottleneck, okay? And also, don't be a control freak. Don't make everything in your shop come through you, all right? Number 5, employee morale. When team members see you doing all the critical tasks, they might feel undervalued or underutilized, and that leads to lower job satisfaction and higher turnover rates. Number 6, inefficient use of time. Your time as a shop owner is better spent on strategic planning, networking, and handling day-to-day operations. But notice I say handling day-to-day operations, not being in day-to-day operations. Being the best person on your team means you're not fully leveraging your role as a business owner. Number 7, risk management. Without a capable team, any unexpected absence, health issues, personal matters, if you want to go on vacation, whatever, any of those things on your part can halt operations. This makes your business more fragile and susceptible to crisis. Number 8, succession planning. If you ever plan to sell your shop or pass it on, having a team that can run the business independently is crucial. Potential buyers or successors are going to look for a well-oiled machine, not a one-man show. A one-man show has no value. Not whatsoever. We run into this all the time. Shop owners like, oh, I'm ready to retire, but it's just been them, their spouse, and one technician in the business for 25 years. Well, if you as a shop owner leave and your spouse leaves, you have one technician that you can sell. Most shop owners nowadays, they want a shop that runs independently without them being in it every day. If you're a shop owner out there and you're thinking of retiring in the next 4 to 5 years, and it's just you and two or three other people, you don't have a business to sell. You have to make sure that you have something that you can share with them, share with the potential new owners, et cetera. Like, you have to build a business that's sellable. Okay. So how do we build a stronger team? What does that look like? Who should we be looking for? Number one, you have to hire the best. You have to look for candidates who excel in areas where you need help. If you hire that way, that diversity in skills and expertise, that's going to strengthen your team as a whole. Number two, invest in training. Provide continuous learning opportunities for your staff. The automotive industry is always evolving, especially now. It seems like it's been kind of slow, but our industry is like speeding up faster, faster, faster. So make sure you're always evolving, and keeping your team updated ensures that they can handle any new challenges. Number three, delegate and trust. Start with smaller tasks and gradually increase responsibilities as your team proves their capabilities. Show them that you trust their judgment and skills. Something in the Cotton household is trust but verify. So now I'm going to say delegate and trust but verify. I will also tell you, if you don't find yourself getting things done as a shop owner, if you have people in your business that can do it to 80, 85, 90% of the way that you would do it, let them do it and then coach the last 10, 15, 20%. But you have to make sure you're delegated out and you're talking to others and coaching them to get the last bit of the performance that you want the way you want it. Number four, foster leadership. Identify potential leaders within your team and provide them with mentoring and development opportunities. Leadership isn't just about managing people. It's about inspiring and guiding them to reach their full potential. It's about coaching your team. We coach you, you coach them. Number five, encourage collaboration. I want you to promote a culture where team members collaborate and share knowledge. This is going to improve efficiency and fosters a sense of community and collective problem solving. Number six, set clear expectations. Clearly define roles, responsibilities, and expectations. If you have employee handbooks, job descriptions, that helps you on your way. If you have a shop and you don't have any of those, it's time to get it done. When everyone knows their part and what's expected of them, they can perform more effectively. I want you to remember that. Number seven, provide feedback and recognition. Regular feedback helps your team understand its strengths and areas for improvement. Recognizing your team's efforts and achievements boosts morale and motivation. So if you'll notice, number six and number seven work together, and they both go into the coaching aspect of you, what your role is as an owner. And then also you have to hold them accountable, right? Like if you set clear expectations, if you're providing feedback and recognition, then you are holding them accountable. Number eight, promote a positive work environment. A supportive and positive work culture attracts and retains talent. Ensure that your auto repair shop is where people enjoy coming to work and feel valued. So we've talked about that. So now what does it look like, and how do you transition from being the best person on your team to building the best team? You know, this takes time and effort. And so here's some steps to help you get started. Number one, assess your current team. Identify strengths and weaknesses within that team. Understand where the gaps are and where you need to hire or train. Remember, I said hire or train. If you think about your shop, if you've owned this shop for 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, 30 years, I want you to put yourself in the position of a new shop owner buying this shop. If you had everybody reapply for their jobs today, do you have people on that, or do you have people reapplying that you wouldn't hire? If not, why? If not, what the hell are they still doing there? Especially if you've given it your all to make sure that you have them trained up as much as you can, and you've given them every opportunity. You can find a replacement for that. Don't give me any BS about, I can't find technicians, I can't find whatever. Do not settle. Number two, develop a training plan. This is for everybody in the business. Create a comprehensive training program with technical and soft skills like communication and leadership. Everybody in there should know what the next 6 months of training is for them. They should also have checklists that talk about, or that way when they demonstrate mastery, that it can be checked off. Number three, delegate gradually. Start by delegating less critical tasks and gradually move to more important ones. This is going to help build confidence in your team's abilities and your comfort with their performance. Remember, we're kind of weaning you from them from you, and separating and putting in boundaries. Number four, if succession is on the radar, create a succession plan. Plan for the future by preparing your team to take over more responsibilities. This ensures your business remains strong even if you step back or move on. I want you to create a succession plan or some sort of a plan that's in place. I want you to go to Hawaii for a month and be able to know that the shop is operating correctly, have steps and measures in place to where you can watch the facility. I don't want you sitting on your camera on the beach watching everybody work, calling them, but I want you to be able to check in, be confident. I want you to be able to leave that business for a month and go on vacation and know that it's in good hands. If you can do that, then you have a business that runs great, is probably profitable, and you have a business that can be sold to somebody else. By shifting your focus from being the best person on your team to building the best team, you're setting your auto repair shop up for sustained success. I want you to empower your team, invest in their growth, and create a work environment that thrives on collaboration and innovation. Remember, I'm here to support you every step of the way. Don't hesitate to reach out if you need personalized guidance on building a high-performing team. We can help you transform your shop into a powerhouse of talent and efficiency. A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion, and let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who ensures this show is accessible free to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European or diesel repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Chris Cotton signing off.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.